I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 27th. There's a proposal for another new apartment complex in Quincy Center. The Grossman Companies would like to build a seven-story, 256-unit apartment complex and one-story retail building at the current site of the Boston Market TJ Maxx Plaza. The company made an initial presentation to the planning board yesterday for a project that would be called Quincy Granite Place. The new apartment complex would contain an even mix of studio, one- and two-bedroom units, with 350 parking spaces under the building and 147 surface parking spaces. New restaurants and office space are also part of the project. The development would also include a separate multi-tenant building at what is now Burger King. The Grossman Company has owned the property since the company was founded in 1890 as a salvage and then lumber company. A history of that site would be included in this new development. Officials said the new development would not have a negative impact on traffic. A formal presentation will be made in August. Recently, Grossman's also purchased the Star Market property across the street for $41.5 million. However, future plans for that site are still unclear. Quincy College is receiving a $500,000 state grant to help provide job training and placement services to 90 unemployed and underemployed people to work in the food preparation business. The college will partner with Wootabon, a division of Quincy Asian Resources, Camman Food in Quincy, the Boston College Auxiliary Services, and Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Plymouth. The grant was part of a $15.9 million grant package awarded to 22 initiatives across Massachusetts. Officials say the grants will help provide jobs to almost 2,200 people in the healthcare, human services, life sciences, culinary arts, and more. A Quincy man involved in what authorities are calling a conspiracy that sold vast amounts of fentanyl and cocaine all over southeastern Massachusetts has been convicted of multiple drug and firearms offenses. 34-year-old Adarito Patrick Amato was convicted last week after first being indicted by a federal grand jury in September of 2022. Investigators say Amato was part of an operation that distributed drugs throughout Quincy and Weymouth. Large quantities of drugs were found at a stash house in Weymouth, along with evidence in his Quincy apartment and in his Jeep Cherokee. Officials seized over 40 grams of fentanyl, over $270,000 in cash, a money counter, and a loaded Glock handgun in his Quincy apartment. Officials also found a drug factory in his Weymouth home. Three other suspects have also been convicted in the case. Sentencing is set for later this year. All four suspects face multiple decades in prison and millions of dollars in fines. Police are warning the public after a resident in Hingham reportedly fell victim to a scammer for thousands of dollars last Friday. Police say a 65-year-old woman received a call from a caller ID that was displaying the Hingham Police Department's business phone number. The scammer, who allegedly spoke with a southern accent, told the victim that he was a Hingham police officer and that she had failed to appear in court for a federal summons. The fake officer threatened to arrest the victim if she didn't pay $9,500 in Bitcoin immediately. Police say after telling the victim to remain on the phone until the transaction went through, the victim went to her bank and withdrew the cash before going to a Bitcoin ATM. The victim then deposited the cash, and the scammer gave her account numbers, which she believed belonged to Hingham Police. After depositing the $9,500 into the accounts, the scammer hung up. The victim reported she received another phone call a short time later from the same scammer, who said they found an additional federal charge and needed another $9,500. Realizing she had been scammed, the victim hung up and immediately drove to the police station. Officials remind the public you can always hang up on unsolicited callers. A man says he fell victim to a scammer while trying to make a withdrawal at an ATM machine about the same time a similar scenario happened to a woman in Boston late last week. This man said he was at the remote walk-up Bank of America ATM on Buzzy Street in Dedham, which is a parking lot for the CVS pharmacy at the Della Park Plaza, when he began having some trouble with his transaction last Friday afternoon. A man who the victim thought was a good Samaritan turned out to be a scammer who swapped his debit card with a random card. The scammer then used his debit card to make three separate withdrawals and cash checks at bank branches. The victim lost a total of $12,000 as a result of the scam. Robert Siciliano, an identity theft and cybersecurity expert, said these crimes are a popular form of ATM skimming, where all the thieves need is a person's debit card and PIN. The group One Fair Wage is close to getting the question on the November ballot allowing all workers in Massachusetts to earn $15 an hour and require a tip pool. If tipped workers made the standard $15 an hour minimum wage, would you still be inclined to tip, is the question. Supporters of One Fair Wage said that restaurant and service workers should know how much they're earning each week. Right now, non-tipped workers make $15 an hour in Massachusetts. Those who can collect tips make $6.75 an hour as long as their total earnings reach $15 an hour. Others are weighing whether tipping would be necessary if the measure becomes law. Election day is November 5th. Now, the newly formed Invasive Species Management Committee in Quincy will be holding their second community invasive species management event today. Volunteers with the committee are invited to meet at number 0 Harriet Avenue, which is open space in North Quincy near the intersection with Vershire Street, from 2 to 4 o'clock this afternoon. The committee will be pulling and cutting non-native invasive plants that are harming the natural ecosystem and then planting beneficial native species to help restore the area. You'll work in the city-owned open space by the entrance and along a wooded trail near a salt marsh in the Neponset Estuary. No experience is necessary. All ages are welcome. Volunteers are advised to bring water, bug spray, and sunscreen, gloves, and tools as well. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 15. The NASDAQ rose 87. The S&P fell 8. Shares fell in Asian markets yesterday. The euro rose. Oil at $80 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox-Blue Jays game was suspended at the top of the second inning at Fenway last night due to the heavy rains. It'll continue on August 26th. Meantime, San Diego Padres come to Fenway tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, turning partly cloudy and a high of 84 degrees. For tonight, clear and more comfortable, low 66. Mostly sunny tomorrow and pleasant, a high of 78 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny, high of 80. And more chance for showers and thunderstorms Sunday, high of 82. The boater waves about a foot. Southwest wind, 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 4:37 p.m. Sunrise, 5:09. Sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 27th.